football players, and you know, this has been a very good 3 days for us. The guys have come out, worked hard, done exactly what we've asked for, and you know, they really, you know, again, this is voluntary, and I appreciate the fact that we've had every player here.
You're finally getting to see rookies interact with your veterans. How's that going?
I think it's great to see the rookies working with the veteran players. The nice thing is when you watch our veteran guys, they're working with these young guys. I mean, you know, again, starting with the wide receivers, watching Steve Smith talk to the young guys about how to do things, and D'Angelo Williams talking to Kenyon Barner. I mean, that's you know, that's very satisfying, watching Jordan Gross and you know, Ryan Khalil talk to the young offensive linemen. Charles Johnson working with the young defensive ends. It's neat because we've got so many veteran guys that are taking leadership roles. And I think, again, it's part of the carryover from last year as we finished strong. I think our guys realize that and recognize that, you know, we can carry this forward.
Early impression to take in.
Very impressed with his speed and his route running, to be quite honest. You know, you hear things from the outside about players, but then when you see him for yourself, you just sit there and go, wow. I mean, watching Ted's speed and his quickness, his route running, and he's catching everything right now. So we're real excited about that, and you know, his potential as far as a return man too. You know, that could be an exciting thing for us.
Ron, you talked after the draft, but those two big guys up front, what does that do for Luke in terms of what?
Well, it does a lot. It does a lot for Luke, and not just Luke, but the other three linebackers. Anytime we have to drop a safety in the box, because they are space eaters. You know, you're going to have to double team those guys, and not just the two that we've drafted. I mean, you know, again, Dewan Edwards did some very good things for us last year. Colin Cole's done some really nice things so far. You know, he's had a great, you know, great history in terms of being successful. Like what Sione Fu has done. You know, so we've got great competition at that position as well. So, but having two hog mollies up in front of you as a linebacker, believe me, I know from experience, it makes a big difference. I mean, they can help make players even better than they are. Plus, it's also going to help our pass rush. It's going to help our coverage. So there's a lot of good things that are going to come from those two guys.
In terms of Luke, he had such a good year last year, but what things does he still, would you want to see him still?
Well, I mean, you know, there are so many little things that he's got to learn and develop as a player, but he's got a lot of natural ability. I mean, whoever coached him before he got here did a hell of a job. They really did. They should be given kudos. But I also think Luke deserves some of that too, because he works so hard at it. He communicates so well with his coaches. He communicates with his teammates. But I think, you know, as he learns and grows what we want to do defensively, understand the philosophy of the defense, understand the techniques that he needs to play with, he's just going to get better. I really think he can become better.
Hardy's a little leaner than he was at the end of last season.
Oh, yes, he is, too, and it's really good to see. He's done a nice job. He really has, Joe. He's been here for the most part. I think he's only missed a couple sessions of the voluntary part, and that's been outstanding. But he has practiced very well. In fact, I've had to ask him to tone it down. Which is hard to do. You really don't want it, but you know, for the sake of guys not getting hurt out here. But he's been outstanding, and it's a lot of fun to watch him practice and participate and just be part of it.
Do you set goals when you come out here from practice to practice or week to week? I mean, how does that work?
Well, the biggest thing that we're trying to do as a coaching staff is watch the development of our players. What we've done is, you know, we have an install program that we're following, trying to make sure we get a chance to touch all of our facets of our offense, defense, and special teams. And then watch those players develop within those schemes and making sure we are getting the right guys on the field and everybody's getting the kind of reps that they need to develop and show us that they're ready to play football.
What do you think of your new corners? Look like both of them made some plays on the ball today.
It was really good to watch Drayton and DJ Moore come out there and do some nice things. They did make plays on the ball. You watch them and you see the veteran experience. I mean, I don't know if you heard it or you caught it, but we were in a certain alignment and Drayton looked outside and told one of the young corners, hey, stay inside. He's trying to, you know, trying to run the dig. So it's kind of neat to watch a veteran guy talk to a young player and you know, use his experience, because I think players, when they see those things, they learn from those things.